It's been a little over a year since Russia invaded Ukraine and displaced millions of people. Many Ukrainians fled to neighboring countries, and a few hundred thousand have come here to the United States. A number of organizations have been helping those refugees resettle, including the Massachusetts-based nonprofit Welcome NST, short for Neighborhood Support Team. The State Department just named Welcome NST as one of its leading go-to organizations to match refugees with communities seeking to sponsor them. It's headed by Liz Davis Edwards, who joins us now. Hi, Liz.
Hi, Jane.
You started this organization in 2021 in response to the Afghan evacuation, and now you're helping Ukrainians who are fleeing war in their country. What is the process of resettling refugees to the United States?
So for Welcome NST, our team in Ukraine will identify a family that's in need of refuge that has nowhere else to go. Our team in the U.S. at the same time is working with groups of Americans who are forming neighborhood support teams, or NSTs. You know, sometimes they're church faith groups, sometimes they're workout groups and friends that are willing to offer these families refuge, and we match them together. They meet on Zoom. Once they are ready to move forward, they work together to fill out the I-134, which is the legal document that gives them government approval to come to the U.S. And once that's approved, they can make arrangements to travel.
Mm. And how many placements have you made?
95, including Afghans and Ukrainians.
And there must be a tremendous waiting list, especially in Ukraine at this point.
Yeah, we've got over 300 people waiting to come to the U.S. from Ukraine right now, and it grows every single day.
And with so many in need in Ukraine, how do you decide who gets to come?
So we identify families that have nowhere else to go. So our model is to focus on the families that are most vulnerable and most in need of refuge. And we do that by trusting our Ukrainian teammates who know the areas that they're coming from, know what's occupied, know where there's shelling and fighting and where it's not safe to be. And we prioritize families from those areas.
You have been to Ukraine twice, as I understand it, in the last 7 months. Tell us about your experience visiting refugee shelters and meeting with Ukrainians who are trying to get out.
Yeah, it's always incredibly beautiful and emotional and difficult all at the same time, of course, because there's so many families that are in such difficult situations. But at the same time, what's been so astounding to me is the amount of resilience that I've seen in these people. They are absolutely determined and certain that they're going to win the war, and they're willing to sacrifice whatever they have to sacrifice to maintain their freedom. And to me, it's been incredibly inspiring to get to know people who are so strong and so willing to give whatever they can for their country.
Mm. What are some questions that refugees have asked you about resettlement? What do they want to know?
The first time I went to Ukraine and we sat in these shelters, we were getting all of these questions from refugees, and they were asking things like, how do I know this isn't human trafficking? And how do I know this is safe for my kids if I'm going to jump on a plane? And how am I going to get work? And, you know, all of these really logical questions. And I realized we were not really set up to sufficiently answer those questions. So that's when we put our team in place in Ukraine, you know, of Ukrainians who could help us develop the materials that we needed so that they could feel comfortable and safe, that this was a legitimate option for them.
And what did you tell them about what's ahead of them if they were to come to the United States?
You know, we explained what a neighborhood support team is, and it's a whole bunch of volunteers coming together to welcome a family and bring them into their neighborhood. They're going to help them find a job. They're going to raise some money to help offset their rent so that they can help them from kind of new arrival to self-sufficiency. And they're going to, you know, going to be resources for them and help them in the process of starting their lives over again.
Is there a story of a family that you've resettled here that stands out to you?
Yeah, I mean, there's so many. One of them is this woman named Yulia, and she fled Kharkiv early in the war, but she survived, and all of her kids survived, and they're now in Utah, and they're with a neighborhood support team of about 50 people. One of them is an ophthalmologist, and so when her mom needed cataract surgery, he gave her the cataract surgery. And they've raised about $30,000 to help support this family as they are restarting their lives. They found them an apartment. They've organized themselves into committees for things like transportation and education and benefits and all of the things that this family is going to need. It's absolutely incredible.
Yours is a very community-led effort all across the country, really, a very grassroots effort. Why is that important?
I believe that we're kind of set up in a way on purpose that the resources that are needed are often separate from the needs themselves. Where the rubber really meets the road is in a neighborhood, in a community, where those resources actually live and are utilized to help one another. So if you can engage a neighborhood to utilize the resources they've been given and then connect them with someone who needs exactly what they have, everybody wins.
I sense your passion for this work, and I'm curious what drives you. Why do you do this?
So I spent a lot of many years working with refugees in different places in the world, starting with Afghan refugees in Greece, and spent some time at the border and working with refugees in very, very unsafe situations with cartels and little kids with cartels right outside the doors. And every single time, we helped in whatever way we could. But at the end of the day, I ripped out my passport and got on a plane and went home and left them where they were. And it was a really painful and unfair. So to me, like the idea that I can play a part in bringing refugees to this country and enabling Americans to essentially giving the keys to the American dream, to the American people, which is what this Welcome Corps is actually doing, in my view. The fact that I can play a part in that is legitimately a dream come true for me. I'm so grateful. I can't think of anything I'd rather do with my time.
That's Liz Davis Edwards, founder of the refugee organization Welcome NST. Liz, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Jane.
And for more information on Welcome NST, go to hearandnow.org.